You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Taco Tuesday. So, like, I have to say that because a lot of my holders say that in our chats, and we talk on Tuesday. So, welcome to Tech Trend Investments. This is Elizabeth Powell.
And this is Joseph Grassa. Happy Taco Tuesday. It's also Tequila Tuesday.
Oh my goodness. Anything that starts with a T on Tuesday.
really is though.
Yeah, I'm so happy that like my favorite thing about California is like Mexican food. So I'm like super, super excited to be back home because of Mexican food. And I'm like eating as much as I can. I'm like super excited. Like I love, 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 love traveling. Like it's my one of my, you know, other favorite things, but like being back home and having Mexican food all over the place is like the best. Yeah, I'm so excited.
That goes to show the difference between locations. Our local food is quote unquote poutine, Canadian food. So.
Right.
Yeah. We do not have Mexican food. We don't have as much diversity here. But I can still vouch for tacos and tequila Tuesdays.
So. Can still celebrate Taco Tuesday.
Always.
You guys have something that I have never tried, and like it's famous there, but I don't even know if it's in. It probably is in somewhere in California. I've just never found it or saw it, or they probably call it something different. But tell them what it is. It's the gravy French fry thing.
The gravy French fry thing. Can I have fries?
I pronounced it totally wrong, so I want you to say it because I'll say it completely wrong.
Wait, say what? Poutine?
Yes, yes.
Poutine is very common. Very, very common. But I don't know, you guys might call it like loaded fries or loaded potato chips or whatever you guys.
Potato chips?
Yeah, sometimes. It's like sometimes it's sliced thin. So
like actual potato chips or like
No.
Okay.
Like loaded, I don't know, I was just saying loaded chips or loaded fries and people put like sour cream there, which is a big no-no in my opinion.
Sour cream on our French fries?
On French fries.
Okay. Yeah, I have not seen that here. Like we have carne asada fries, which are amazing. So it's basically nachos on top of French fries in California, but
it's a one-off.
But I've never seen like gravy on fries yet.
Wow. See, this is the difference between Canadians and Americans. We put absurd stuff on our French fries. You guys put carne asada and nachos and actually sounds good.
Well, actually we put sour cream, guacamole, salsa, and cheese on everything and then just call it Mexican food. Like it can be a steak, it can be a piece of chicken, it can be an enchilada, it can be a tortilla. Like as long as it has guacamole, salsa, sour cream, and cheese, you're good to go. Like you're fine. It doesn't matter what it is. You just throw that on top and it's Mexican food. No, in California, at least.
Yeah. In Canada, it's maple syrup. That's what we go with. You take syrup on anything and it's considered Canadian. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, well, there we go. The daily, we'll say the weekly history lesson.
Now that we made everyone hungry at 6 o'clock, you know, they're all driving home, sitting in traffic, hungry.
Just know there's nice food waiting for you at home, or if not, I'm sure you'll have an amazing dinner when you get home. Get some tacos and tequila tonight in commemoration of Taco Tuesday.
Right.
Celebrate the culture.
But we have some really fun, exciting stuff to talk about tonight too. So like we have travel and new technology and crypto, and we're coming in like everyone's starting to travel, right? Because people are getting out of school, they're graduating, it's summertime now, and like it's the start. Well, probably 2 weeks ago was the start officially, like Memorial Day was the start of travel season. And so we're coming into that now too. I just got back from the Bahamas And then I was in Florida, the Bahamas, Vegas. Now I'm in California and I'm heading back to the Caribbean and going to Barbados, but I'll talk about that in a little bit too. And like on the specials on how I'm getting there and like how other people can do it too. But yeah, I have a smoking deal and cheap flights and way to have luxury vacation with a travel hack. So we'll talk about that. And it's going to be a one bedroom on the water, well, next to the water. So
next to the water.
Mm. The water. Yeah.
That's where you get me. One bedroom next to the water.
Next to the water. I love the Caribbean. Barbados. Yeah. The water's so beautiful on the Caribbean, though.
So a funny thing is we did a water, like, it just because you've traveled so much and I love to test your travel knowledge.
Okay.
You've been absolutely everywhere. This is more of a story.
Okay.
Remember we got images, I took images of the water from everywhere around the world that you may have been.
Right.
And you guessed it 100% of the time. Like, you knew exactly where it was. And you named the beach. So.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell. So my goal was is to see as many oceans as possible and see as many beaches as possible because I love the ocean and I love the beach. But you can tell the color of the water by the type of rocks there are there and the type of sand it is that like dictates what the color of the water will be. And then also the temperature. So if it's cold outside and you're in Northern California, it's going to be more of like a azul blue, like a deep blue. But if you're in like the Caribbean and it's a thinner water base, it's going to be more of like a light turquoise green because it's the water is warmer and the sand is more white. So like you can kind of like find out where you're located. And if it has hills and mountains and stuff, you're going to have rocks. So either you're going to be like in a Northern California or near a mountain, or you're going to be in a volcanic like volcano area. So Hawaii, like in Kona. But in Hawaii and Kona, if it has the black rocks, it tends to make the water like that blue color. So I've traveled so much that like I can tell when people talk where they are, what type of country they're from, no matter where I'm at. Like if I'm in the States and somebody's talking, I can kind of tell like what language they're speaking based on their dialect and their slang. And then same thing with beaches, you know, because I've been to so many of them. But you go by like the color of the water and then like Greece is more like of a greenish color and a deeper water. But Greece water, I love it because the water is always warm. So it may be winter and outside it may be like 40, 50 degrees, but people are swimming in the water in Greece because the water is like 75, 80 degrees. And I'm California, so I'm talking Fahrenheit. I know you're and I know you talk Celsius, but
yeah. I'm the Fahrenheit. I've adjusted.
Yeah. But yeah, so like based on the color of the sand, same thing when you're building a pool and you try and make the pool look like the ocean, like depending on what type of pebble tech you put on the bottom of it, if it's like a white tan color pebble tech, you're going to get a turquoise color looking water. And if you have like a darker pebble tech that's more like a brown or blue, you're going to get that deep blue color water on your pool. So it's the same thing because it reflects like the sand on the beaches. Yeah.
You just know too much about beaches at this point. I can't keep up.
I'm a California girl. That's what we do. We go to the beach.
I'm a Canadian boy. All I do is go to Starbucks and come home and work.
but we have some exciting, fun stuff tonight, too. So it's going to be fun. So kind of like a little back history on like how we got into it, because I know we've been doing this for what? How many months now? Three or four months? A while.
Four months-ish. Yeah, I think 4 months.
Yeah. So we've been here with you guys like every Tuesday. There's been just a couple Tuesdays where I had to take off because I was flying probably at that time. Or if I was flying, like we try to schedule a non-live time, but still talk to you guys. But so kind of like a background and a history. I'm a serial entrepreneur, so I've done a lot of startups and corporations, went to a lot of different industries and tried out a lot of different things just to find out like what my passion is and what I love to do. Actually, my passion is starting businesses and creating new technology. Like that's my favorite thing that I love to do. And I was pretty much an entrepreneur from the time I was like 4 years old. I would be like going door to door trying to sell handmade stationery to the neighbors. You know, I was like that type of person. I was the person who was like doing carnivals on my front lawn and like doing raffles on pumpkins when I was like 7 years old. So I would always come up with like creative ideas to try and like raise money, just because not because of making the money, but like creating the business. And so, and like doing chili cook-offs when I was like 17 and coming up with the best chili and like trying to find ideas. And I started a clothing manufacturing company when I was 17. And so like the funny thing is like I reached out to Small Business Administration and SCORE because when you're starting a new business and you need resources, those are great resources to reach out to because they're free. So Small Business Administration wants to help people create new businesses and get people going and give them as much help as possible. And they'll point them in directions. Like if you need information on how to do a pitch deck or how to do a startup or how to do a financial projections or write a business plan, they're there to help you and then point you in the right direction. And then there's also a company that they use, which is actually a division of SBA. And it's called SCORE. And SCORE is retired individuals that used to be entrepreneurs, and they consult new business owners or existing business owners and try and help them out. And so I went to them when I was like 17 years old and told them that I wanted to create a clothing company. And then I had a passion and an idea and what I wanted to do. And so like they helped me out. And so I went to LA, the garment district, and subbed out all my clothing and then created a clothing company. But they helped me out. So since I was young, like the biggest hurdle I had is like people weren't taking me serious because I didn't look like an aged entrepreneur. So the funny thing is a SCORE individual, he said, okay, well, tell them that you're the assistant. So then they take you seriously, because right now they're not taking you seriously. They don't know that you're the CEO of the company. So when I told them I was the assistant, they all helped me out. But when I told them I was the owner of the company at a 17 years old, they weren't helping me. So it's kind of funny. But I got the company launched and like got it going. And that was like one of my first like big companies that I did. And then I just did serial companies back to back or simultaneously and then kept doing them. So that was like one of like my passions. So I did a lot of different industries and then real estate and mortgage broker and tech companies and a lot of other things. But I do a lot of my stuff at the same time. So I have like multiple companies running at the same time. And right now we're in tech. And so the way I ended up getting into Web3, so what we've been talking about in crypto, I started trading crypto back in 2016, but I was day trading too. So I was doing stocks, bonds, futures, options, and then learning as much as I can about day trading and finding out about charts and how to read charts and like when it would like double bottom or do something, like how a chart would predict. Then I would day trade, paper trade, which we all teach y'all how to do. Like we want everybody to paper trade first, always watch a chart and then do a prediction based on what you think's going to happen, but not actually physically enter into it. So you practice it without using real money. And then I would do the same thing with stocks. I would say, okay, I think this stock is a good one to get into. And then if I bought it today in a week, did it go up or go down? And then like hone my knowledge by practicing that over and over again before I invested any money. So I did that. So I was doing stocks, bonds, futures, options. Then I was helping out people when they were getting their mortgages because I knew how to read charts. And so I could predict when to lock at a bottom and then when not to lock on a loan. Because if you lock on a loan, you're stuck in the loan or you have to pay more to unlock it and then lock it back again if the rates go up or they go down. So I was getting people at the lowest rate too. So that was like one of my things because of day trading. So I got, now we fast forward to Web3 a few years ago. So Web3, I was working on a project in an aerospace. I'm not going to quote a lot of things online, but I'm working on a project on aerospace where I was taking a universal satellite program and downloading satellite imagery and putting it onto the blockchain for the metaverse. And I was trying to understand how Web3 worked. Like if you, same thing, like all these people, like all of you that we're talking to tonight, a lot of people don't know how Web3 works, right? everyone's coming in and saying, like, how does crypto work? How do you get involved? How do you get into NFTs? How do you trade tokens? What is a token? I don't understand. So we're trying to explain everybody so we can open up doors so we have a bigger audience and more people are able to trade and more people are able to understand Web3. And that's why we're here, to teach, right? So, but when I went into it, I didn't understand how Web3 worked either. Like, marketing is not the same. Like, you don't go and you don't like post an ad on Facebook for Web3. Like, you don't go and run an ad on the TV and say, come buy my token. You know, like, you don't do a commercial spot on the TV. You don't like stand on the corner and flip a sign and say, buy my token. So like, it's good for brick and mortar and it's good for, you know, other types of businesses or online. Like, if you're online, you can do banner ads, right? If you have an online business, but you don't do that for Web3. Web3 is like very underground. It's very like clicky, very niche, like very segmented. Like, certain people are in it, certain people aren't. And we're starting to see a lot more Web2 people come over, a lot more gaming coming over and businesses trying to bring their business model over into Web3, where those, they didn't know how to get in before, and now they're coming over. So that's what I did. I was like trying to discover how to come into Web3 so that I could bring my stuff over and then the companies that I was working with in aerospace so that we could bring it over into Web3 and then market it over there too. And then that was like the start of what I was doing. And that was back in like November 2021. And of course, that's like when the market shifted too. That's when crypto started to go down. But, you know, you always do your best. If you can survive when the market is like soft and the market isn't doing great and you're still able to thrive when the market comes into the bull, which we're coming into right now, then you're able to thrive 100 times even better, right? So if you can survive when the market is soft and the market isn't doing good, when we come into fruitfulness and we come into a great market, you've learned you were able to survive. So that's part, the beginning part.
Yeah, I think the saying that everyone goes for is, if you survive the bear you're ready for the bull, and if you can last the bear, you can thrive in the bull, because the bear market or the downtrend in the market is the absolute hardest time to even to make any money. We'll say that, to make any money, to start any businesses, to do anything. So if you're able to find those opportunities and be able to survive it, then you're considered one of the few people that will be very successful when it comes time for the market to like have its turnaround again and go right back up, because you're ready with those opportunities. You've been quote unquote building, as everybody says. I built through the bear, and now when it comes to the bull, everything gets pushed out. And when you're doing that, you really just prepare yourself and you're like, okay, I've analyzed the market. I've traded in the market. I've analyzed the trends. I've paper traded, taken that coffee money, and I've put it to use, and I've practiced these strategies. Now, when the strategies really matter in the bull market, you're able to just exponentially, like, I'd say exponentially multiply your profits. And that's far from an overstatement, because it was seen last bull market, when everybody who was in Ethereum and Bitcoin, when the market was down and in the hope and the market sentiment was very low, everyone who stayed in it, who pushed for it, who was there, who was strong and didn't leave, they reaped the rewards from the market upswing and were able to trade better than everybody else that came in. And those are the people that are still here now.
Yeah, and it's easier too. So when you're in a bull market, it's so much easier to trade. It's so much easier to receive gains. And I mean, just like when we had Freeman's and NFTs, you know, the gas was 100, 400 for gas. But every single NFT that you minted on a Freeman, you would make money. Like, you barely even had to try, right? So it's the same thing. Like, we're coming into the bull right now. I know that we're having fluctuations in ETH right now, which is normal because they're trying to get into lower entries. So we've been having fluctuations in the price of ETH. But we're in the beginning. So BTC has its ETF and ETH has its ETF. And so there's also been celebrities trying to come in to crypto.
The Salon on blockchain. There's been a lot of influencers or Web2 personalities that have made their debut into cryptocurrency, either once again, some of them, or for the first time.
Right. Yeah, we don't trade Sol as much. Sol is like high risk. Sol is like a hot potato. You have to get in and get out. But there's a lot of people in Sol or trying to get in Sol. I guess Sol is the easiest thing to get into too, because it's not complex. Sol doesn't have as many variations of it. It's just Sol. It's they either sell or they don't sell, or they pull the LP or they don't pull the LP. That's about it.
Solana is what we like to call the degenerate blockchain, as in Web3 terms.
Right, the lowest level blockchain.
The lowest level of trading intelligence.
But sorry if we insulted anyone.
I hope we didn't insult anybody. It's if you are in Solana, then you definitely heard it before. Right. But that's the common way to kind of represent the Solana blockchain.
So that's the one reason also why we don't talk about Sol or Solana, because it's not something that we prefer to trade in. It's very high risk, and the returns aren't as great as on ETH or on Base too. And it's not as predictable. It's very high risk. Like, it's hot potato. It's like how quickly you can get in and get out without losing. So, but we'll talk about that another day. Maybe never. But
maybe never.
I just wanted to bring it up because celebrities are starting to come over. Like, if celebrities come over into ETH or they come into Base, and we'll have that conversation. But I think as we evolve and we grow and like we come into the bull market, the more people, as they start to understand crypto, that they'll start moving over to ETH and Base also.
They'll understand where the smart traders are at. Right. They have the signals.
Right. So we have we have a lot of stuff coming up. With ETH and BTC on the ETFs, more people are coming into Web3. And then they have to learn how to trade. So like if you're in stocks and bonds, there's trading platforms that teach you how to trade, teach you how to read charts, where to enter, where to exit, what to look for, give you lessons, and then teach you how to do things. If you're in crypto, there's really not a lot. There's altcoin kind of trading, and there's like ETH and BTC trading, but there's really not any that are meme coin trading. So that's why we created AI Signal. So AI Signals teaches people how to trade meme coins, which meme coins is a little higher risk than altcoins or ETH or BTC, but the returns are a lot higher. So ETH may move like 1%, 2% maybe daily, and altcoins maybe move like a 20% move or a 40% move daily if they're moving like up and down on the chart. But on meme coins, they can move between 200% to like 200,000% daily. And even more.
Very low. I think mild. Off launch, we see, I'd say, minimum like a 5 to 10x. Which is a 500% gain minimum from the launching price, because there's a lot of different strategies that we gloss over in AI Signal that kind of give you the reasoning as to why these teams do that. And if you're able to get in before they do it, then with the AI Signal, you can really understand what we're saying. Like, for example, there's a really good trend right now, and I know I'm going to have to go in and explain the Web3 dictionary again, bundle buys. Which are becoming ever more prominent, bundle buys,
yeah.
Yeah, the team is buying off the start, and they're basically buying on holding the first block.
Supply, right? And
they hold supply back from like the available supply, meaning that there's less circulating supply. And if there's less circulating supply, the market cap will move higher up a lot quicker,
right,
with the buys. So that's one thing that we're finding out, and these developers and these teams are catching on to a lot more now, and it's becoming a very, very prominent trend. So,
and that's something, and that's something that we caught 6 to 7 months ago. That was like a strategy that we predicted was going to happen about 6 or 7 months
ago. I'm not taking credit for this, that you caught 6 to 7 months ago. That's all you. I can't take credit. I'm not one to take credit.
Yeah, because so watching all these tokens come over, I have so much data that I can see what works and what doesn't work. And so I was noticing that if people were holding a high percentage of the supply, so like 85% or so, and they only had 15% in circulation, they could have a low LP, which is the liquid amount. So say they only have like 70 grand in the LP, they could have like a 1 trillion market cap, because the buys and sells that are available is only that remaining 15%, because the other 85% is tied up. So the way that it's trended, so I went to like 3 or 4 different private groups and talked to them about that 6 or 7 months ago. But now what's happening is what people are doing is they're using that same model. And then on launches, they're bundling. Bundling means that they buy up the floor. They buy up as many tokens as possible before anybody else can. So they buy up 85 to 90% of all the token, and they only leave 10% of the supply for the public. And so the public can only buy and sell and flip that last 10%. So they don't have to put that much in an LP. And if they don't have to put that much in the LP, people are watching market cap. They're not actually watching the value in the liquid. And so the LP looks extremely high. It looks like 20 million, 200 million, et cetera. But the LP may only have like 100 grand in it. And so the ratios are like a 20 to 1, 100 to 1 ratio from the LP to the market cap. I know this is kind of complex, but if people have been trading, then they understand what we're talking about. And if you start getting more advanced in your trading, then you'll understand what we're talking about too. But that's the new thing that's going on, is people are bundling on their launches, and then the market cap looks really high. And so then people will ape in, which means that they'll go after that token and buy into that token and then flip it. But when they go to exit, they're really only exiting out like on 2 to 3x, because the supply is already tied up. So they're not getting like big of a return, but they're going in on a high market cap because it looks exciting and shiny. But
exciting and shiny. chasing the gold coins, or as we like to say, squirrel. Squirrel.
Squirrel.
And it's more of a trading / inside joke, where something will catch your attention, you instantly jump on it.
Right. Shiny pennies and squirrel. Yeah, if anybody watched what movie was that? It's with the dog. What movie was that?
I don't know. That's your reference I have picked up on.
That's the meme. If you ever see the puppy meme where he's like looking and he's walking with his owner, he's really excited, and all of a sudden he sees a squirrel and he's like, squirrel. So that's the attention span on trading.
that's my attention span now that I've been trading since 2020 ish. So like full-time trading since 2020 has caused me to have squirrel and shiny penny mentality. It comes with time. Right. You're able, and it's good in a sense because you're able to see which tokens or what cryptocurrency or what stock, bond, real estate deal is looking the best at the time, and you can jump on it right away. It grants you with that vision that, oh, I see a deal, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, but you also need to be quick to action too. So having that mentality is good, because you're able to act quickly. Because if you're a logical thinker and it takes a long time to make a decision, by the time you decide, that opportunity has already passed you. So if you have instinct and you're able to act quickly, which is kind of that squirrel shiny penny mentality, you're able to act quickly on things. But you also have to incorporate risk tolerance, right? So you have to understand what your risk tolerance is, and then make sure that you're only utilizing your risk and not stepping out of your bounds of your risk and not going into a higher risk where that's not, you know, like coffee money is okay risk, right? Because it's money that you would have spent on coffee. And if you lose your coffee money, that means you don't get your Starbucks tomorrow. But if it's your mortgage money that you're losing, then like that's way too far out of your risk tolerance and you shouldn't be doing that. You should only do money that you're able to risk.
Me personally, I can't risk my coffee money. I like going to Starbucks in the morning. But I can't go to Starbucks tomorrow. So I ended up risking my coffee money and I lost my coffee money. But at the end of the day, it's just coffee money. It's you can make it back. It's nothing that's life changing.
All right. So
yes, you miss out on a coffee for a couple days, so be it. But yeah, it's worth it in the long term because you learn valuable lessons that if you weren't going in with that coffee money, you would not have learned.
Right. And of course, this is always not financial advice. It's for educational purposes only. Doing your own research. We're here to inform, educate, give like information, what's going on in the market, why the market's doing what it's doing, and like what's happening and what's trending right now. Because we're in the pulse of it, like we're deep in the middle of it. And so we see things by the minute as they change and what's happening daily. But we're also bringing to you like new tech and then new information and new ways of trading and new things that are happening. So, and then things that, and hopefully things that are here to help improve your life, to make your life better and like find hacks and find fun things to do and enjoy the process, right?
Exactly. And the way I look at it is we are your source of credible / insider information into the Web3 space. And if you're tuning in every week, and I hope everyone is, and learning and picking apart some key information that we're dropping in these radio shows and podcasts, if you listen to them after, I hope that you take them to heart and truly internalize and digest this information, because we see what's going on inside of cryptocurrency. We see what's going on with the technology. We see what's going on with real estate and businesses and the development processes and how AI is becoming ever much so more prominent in Web2 and real life and your day-to-day lives. And we're really just shedding some light and some information as to how it's either good, bad, the good, the evil, what can benefit you, what can't, how it can be used in a better way. If you're trying or learning to implement it into your businesses, as well as if you're looking to get into Web3, this is the juice, the true juice that I think a lot of the people, I think it is because
it is, yeah.
We're just
without naming names, it's the juice.
Without naming names.
We know a lot.
we know way too much for right. Our own good. And we're internalizing it, we're processing it, and we're giving it to you guys. So you guys don't have to go out there and do all that research. So, and we do it, we pass it along, and then you guys can go about your day, getting home, enjoying your meal, thinking about it. Tacos. Maybe throwing some coffee money into some trades, because prime trading hours is soon, so right. You never know.
We prime trading an hour and a half, but yeah, so we do have some exciting stuff now that we talked about crypto and business for a bit. We have a lot of exciting stuff. So I've been traveling a lot lately, as y'all can tell. that's my passion. I tend to do a lot more when I travel. I get a lot more done. It's my incentive to create new tech. And so now I don't even know, I'm probably more than this now. I probably have like 120 plus AI bots now. I don't know. I have to count them all out. But I've created a lot of AI tech now. So, but they're also business models. And so they're able to be used in Web3 and also in Web2. So my goal was, whenever I'm creating out new technology, is we started out in kind of Web3 and in crypto so that people can utilize it. And it's like the test model and the beta. And then they're kind of, if it can survive there, it can survive out in Web2. So I've created a lot of different new business models. Right now we have AI Signal, which is a trading platform for Ethereum. And then we have Signals on Base now too, that have been built out for over 90 days plus now. And so we have proof of theory on that one, and we have end users and members using that also. And that's about ready to be launched out to the public also, so that the public can start using that. But we've been having end users using it and testing it out first, and then having the return on investment on what type of numbers it's catching for like 90 to 120 days now. And then I also built one out on Soul, but we're holding off on that one because we heard about how I feel about Soul. But we also have a sniper bot being built, which will have an automatic trading. So it'll have automatic trading on ETH and Base. I also have a premium trading signals, which is called Phoenix. And that one's been built out for over a year. And it has proof of concept and the numbers, backtest historical data. It's more of a blue chip finder. It's more solid, stable, and it also tracks a lot more different things on the AI. And so that will be part of the sniper also. And then coming out this coming week, we have a travel bot. The travel bot finds the lowest air with AI. And I've been traveling on it since 2016. And then I've traveled from, LA to Hawaii for $100, Hawaii to Australia for $99, Hawaii to Japan for $150. I just went to the Bahamas, so I did Vegas to the Bahamas, $100 for business class. And then I did, Florida back to Vegas, $100 for business class. I did Manchester back to the States for $200 for business class. I did Oakland, I think it was, or San Francisco to Paris for $125. So this, the travel bot is coming out also. We're planning on pushing it this week. So we'll have it available for the public so y'all can travel on it. We also are going to have a travel concierge service. I spent 3 nights in the Bahamas for free at Atlantis. So the people that are in the concierge service will learn how to travel on that type of stuff. I'm going to Barbados in a week and a half, and I got a one bedroom next to the water for $250 a week. And I did St. Martin before for $300 a week, one bedroom waterfront. I did the Bahamas waterfront for $200 a week. And I did Crete, $25 a night waterfront in a one bedroom. So I have all of the concierge service that'll be done where you can pay in crypto or you can pay in USD. And so we'll have that coming out also. So we'll have the concierge service for travel and then also the AI travel bot where you'll be able to find the lowest air. You can do that in USD or in crypto also, or in whatever currency you're at. It's international. It's 13 months out, it has all the airlines, all the airports from the destination to any destination and all the airlines. There's only like 2 airlines that it doesn't cover, but it's combining AI with all of the information and finding the lowest air anywhere. And so you're able to utilize it and then you can book it directly with the airline or book it with a concierge service in crypto or in whatever currency you're using. So that's coming out too. We also have an AI bot that talks to people on Twitter and it responds to different posts on Twitter and can promote your business. It also generates art based on whatever the person is talking about on Twitter. So you'll get to see all this stuff coming out on the site. So we'll put the links up for. It also talks in TG. We have AI chatbots that utilize, we have one that uses my voice and then talks to people with my personality. Gives information, any information that you want to know about in the world. It'll have a conversation with you like a human would with the personality, but also answer your question. It also generates art too. So we have that. Let's see what else. I'm not telling all the things we built out, but these are the things that are being released.
There's like an 100-page list of things. Right. Yeah, so it's almost impossible to list them all, but...
Right. So these are the things that are coming out. Yeah, these are the things that the sneak peeks that are coming out in the next week to 30 days. Yeah. So all being released in timely fashion. And so we have investment opportunities. So you have to qualify as an investor, but you can reach out and inquire about that if you want to become one of the investors. We have VCs that are coming on board too, but we're giving an opportunity for people who qualify or people in Web3, and then also different people in the public. And there'll be more information about that, but it's also, you have to qualify for it just like you do any other type of investment, and then you'll get the information on it. But I wanted to give you a sneak peek because we're creating technology that some of this technology exists. Some of this technology we built out over a year ago before other people had it, but it's high level tech. It's not just like your normal chatbot that you go onto a website and it asks you a question. It has full communication with you and has a personality. That's just like our low level. That's my low level tech comparison though. But it's combined with other things. So it's kind of like a sneak peek of what's coming up. But there's a lot of fun things coming up. And so the goal is like find a need, find a problem to solve, and then solve it. And that's what I do. Like I'm looking for what is missing, what people need, and then find a way to fix it and solve it and then build it out. So these are some of the technologies that I've built, and then they're getting released to the public in the next 7 to 30 days. And then there's opportunities for y'all to try it or to invest in it or just to see what it does. And then it'll be utilized Web3, and it's also being utilized for Web2 and for in real life. So everybody can use it. Everybody can get that $100 flight. Everybody can go to the Caribbean. Everybody can go to Hawaii. You know, like think if you have a family of four or something and you're able to take them to Hawaii for $1,000, including flight and the place they stay at.
That's like, a dream. I haven't done that yet.
Like how often would you start traveling, right? So
every week.
Right.
As soon as I get back, I'm looking for the next one. So
right.
I do want to say you definitely build a little too much. Every time there is a little need, you just
I know.
You go and you just build, and okay, there's a little need for this, or there's a need that's arising for this. I'm making something for that.
I know. Okay. I do have that.
Sometimes I'm going to say right now, sometimes when you don't think there's something being built, Elizabeth is the one that's building it. 99% of the time, you're already doing it.
You see that there's an issue that needs to be solved, I'm probably building it.
Almost 99% of the time. It's almost a guarantee at this point. The amount of things that you've called me, oh my God, I had an amazing idea. Someone approached me about this and I'm building this now. What? it's every little thing. It's
I know. Yeah.
You know what? I could never, but that's you. And you are a serial entrepreneur, like you said. You've done hundreds of businesses, starting from when you were 14 all the way up till now, and you're still going.
Four years old.
I don't know if I count that as much, but 4 years old going door to door. I don't know if I count that. There's a little bit of parental supervision there.
Right.
Building businesses since you can even remember. Yeah, and you're still going, and you're creating, you're solving problems, and it's available for everybody. These problem solvers, these AI addressers, as a term that I'm going to start going to use because I just thought of it. The AI addressers, they address all the issues, and you go and you build it, and it's available for everybody. And my instant thought is, why is everybody not using it, and why is everybody not jumping on it? How do they not know about it? Why do they not know about it? And it's because of their lack of exposure to AI tech. It's the lack of exposure to cryptocurrency, to the rising tech. And it's, I think cryptocurrency is the best way to get into it. Bias, of course.
Right.
But
yeah, but everybody will soon be using it. Like it's a problem that needed to be solved, and it's solving something that everybody, you know, it's a benefit. It's adding value. It's helping people out. It's letting them do the things that they love to do, and then at an affordable price and living luxury, you know, like a luxury lifestyle, but not having to pay that luxury ticket price.
Yep, exactly. And I think it's gonna be even more prominent even after the next presidential election with the cryptocurrency bill that's going around and it, the push towards it. So I think we're gonna see a lot of onboarding in the future, and this is your time to get in early. And we've been preaching it for the past 4 months to get in and try it and utilize it. And we don't want anyone to be late. I think that's the key.
So you can do it. Like, you can try these AI bots if you're not in crypto. You can try them if you're in crypto. You can try crypto and not do the AI, or you can, you know, like, they're not either or, but you can do both, you know?
You can do both. 100%.
Yeah. Like, you can travel. Like, if you never experience crypto, you can still use the AI bots to travel and get the deals. But if you want, like, if you're heavy in crypto and you're looking for an alternative way to travel and to pay for your travel, then there's that opportunity too, and get it at a discount, but get the luxury premium value because AI is helping find those deals. Yeah. So you've been working on the proof of theory and the proof of concept. And a lot of this stuff has been built out for a while. It's just, it's being pushed to the public now. Like, it's been, I've been traveling on it for a while. So
I have not. I need to start traveling on it now.
Yeah. So, yeah. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be
a great time. And we've covered so much in today's episode.
Yeah.
From cryptocurrency to travel to AI tech to what's being built to what's have been built, what has been built. Oh my God. I'm
meta in crypto right now and meme coins.
My mind right now. There's just so much to take in.
Yeah. Tacos.
Tacos and tequila.
Mexican food. Yeah.
It's on my mind right now. Dinner is on my mind.
I got my Mexican food. I'm very, very happy. I'm in San Diego right now, but I won't be next week. I'll be somewhere else. So, but yes, I got my Mexican food. I'm very, very, very happy right now.
Very soon, I'll be doing the radio show from a different location, somewhere that I don't know if you've been yet.
Where?
Turkey.
No, I want to go. I want to go so bad. They have like those beautiful air balloons. Every single time I see the pictures of Turkey, I was supposed to go in. I had flights booked and everything, and then had to change my flights. But they have those beautiful, like, every time you see Turkey, you see the beautiful air balloons like over the valley.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I've seen the pictures. I'm so ready.
There too. Like, Turkey has beautiful water too.
I wasn't even planning on it, but I guess I am now.
Yeah, Turkey.
I'll have to get pictures.
That's one of the ones I have not been to. Have not been to Turkey yet. And then Egypt or Malaysia or Thailand. Those are still the ones I have to go to. Ooh. And those are trips that, and Dubai, those are the trips I have booked and then end up changing my plans. So I still have to go back there.
Definitely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. We'll have some information up. We've been building out the tech, but we'll have links on our bios soon. So if you guys want to try out the travel bots and try out, like, get to see how to fly on the lowest prices, there'll be free trials and website information. And if you want to learn how to invest, I also wrote a book. It's on Amazon, on how to start businesses with AI. So we'll have that link up there. The book's been out, but I haven't talked to anybody about it yet. So you can start businesses with AI. It's on there too. It has business plans on how to create business plans with AI and build businesses out of AI. And then we'll have links up pretty soon on our bios. So, but next week, don't know where we'll be yet, but we'll come back and we'll talk some more and have information about the flying and travel and crypto and what's going on. A lot will happen probably in the next 7 days.
Oh, the next 7 days is going to be a crazy time in crypto. It's going to be a crazy time for building and a crazy time for launches. So
yeah,
I look forward to next week, and I hope everyone else does as well. Thank you everybody for tuning in this week. It's been an absolute pleasure. This has been Joseph Grassa.
And Elizabeth Powell, check back on our bio and get our links. And we look forward to talking to you next Tuesday. Thanks from Tech Trend Investments.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.